My heart is not proud, Lord. My eyes are not haughty. I do not concern myself with great matters or things too wonderful for me. But I have calmed and quietened myself. I am like a weaned child with its mother. Like a weaned child, I am content. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, both now and forevermore.
Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took his arms and praised God. The child's father and mother marveled at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is destined to cause the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too."
Mothering Sunday, or Mother's Day, we're preferring to call it Mothering Sunday, because I think it helps us to think a bit more broadly about the subject. Either way, I'm aware, that it can be a difficult subject, can be a joyful subject, can be both of those things, because we have different emotional responses, don't we, to motherhood, as we've been saying already. I'm also aware that this morning's being led by two blokes. But speaking for myself, there are three very important mothers in my life. Obviously, my own mother, who is this morning leading a Mother's Day service somewhere else. My wife, who among many other things is the mother of our children. And my daughter, who has recently become the mother of our first grandchild. But I also know that others have lots of different experiences of motherhood, some more positive, some negative, as I say. So we're trying to be gentle this morning, but I pray too that where there's a part of your life or your experience that God wants to touch, that you will know the presence of God holding and loving you this morning. I just want to help us to continue to think about some of the things that Chris has already picked up on. There's sort of three things I want us to think about this morning, but if you take nothing else from this morning, remember this. The next slide says, the God who the Bible calls God the Father, who is revealed in the person of Jesus, loves you like a mother, the very best mother. Chris has already asked you some questions. I've got some more for you to think about, but I don't want these shouted out. These are for you to think about. If you've got your sheet like this, you could use it to scribble things on, maybe just to help you think through some of these answers. And maybe we can start in the top section of this sheet in these squares to maybe write some names down or just some initials to help you think. I'm going to think of some different categories of mother, some easy, some more challenging in different ways. So if you don't want to write anything down, that's fine. If you want to write some, that's fine. Or if you can't think of answers to all these questions, that's fine too. We're not marking them at the end. So if you've got something to write with, if you haven't got something to write with and you want something to write with, put your hand up. I'm sure we can find something. If you haven't got anything to write on, I'm sure we can find you something to write. Anyway, let's begin. Can you think of someone who is a grandmother? Easy start, maybe. Someone who is, doesn't have to be your grandmother, but can you think of someone who is a grandmother? Can you think of someone who is the mother of grown-up children? Can you think of someone who is a stepmother? Can you think of someone who's disappointed because they've not had children? Can you think of someone who is an adoptive mother. Can you think of someone who is the mother of a baby? I mean, a baby at the moment. Obviously, all mothers have been the mother of babies. Can you think of someone who, for one reason or another, is not able to have her own children living with her at the moment? Can you think of someone who's the mother to four or more children? Can you think of someone who's the mother of a child who died? Or can you think of someone who is a foster mother? Or someone who became a mother unexpectedly? This might be easy for the uniform groups among us here. Can you think of someone who's the mother of school-age children? Can you think of a mother who became a mother after IVF treatment? Can you think of someone who doesn't have children but enjoys helping to care for others' children? Can you think of someone who is a great grandmother? Can you think of someone who is a carer for children from their extended family, maybe their nephews or nieces or grandchildren? Can you think of someone who's a mother, but who doesn't fit any of those descriptions? And I'm sorry if I've missed out a description that's important for you. I wonder, did you manage to think of someone that fitted all those descriptions? And I don't mean someone who literally, who one person fits them all, but did you manage to think of one person for each one? Maybe not. Did you see yourself in some or all of those descriptions, either in the past or in the right now or possibly in the future? There are many ways of doing mothering. My list could have been even longer, I'm sure. There are many experiences of being mothered as a child, as a teenager, and as an adult. But as you look at those people, as you think about those descriptions, as you think about where you fit in those descriptions or somewhere else, don't forget my summary. The God who the Bible calls God the Father, who is revealed in the person of Jesus, loves you like a mother, the very best mother. I wonder how you responded to Chris's thoughts earlier on about different pictures of God, and that the Bible uses mothering pictures to think about God and to grow our understanding. To grow our understanding, we need to use those pictures too. The Bible's given us those pictures, we need to think, we need to use them. I wonder how those ideas might shift your idea about God. Maybe how you think about mothering as well. Jesus taught his disciples to pray, starting, "Our Father," in the prayer we often pray, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name." Our Father. And God as Father is a common picture, but we've seen also that the Bible uses other language because the picture of Father is not big enough. We need other language too. So if you want to continue with my little project, you can, the blank box in the middle here, why not draw, doodle, or write some words in that space or on the back of the sheet which for you represent something of God. Maybe take some images from what Chris said or from what I'm about to say. There's so many. We've looked at some. We've read a psalm. We've looked at bits of Isaiah. There's a passage in the book of Deuteronomy, which is fairly near the beginning of the Bible, which describes God's love and care for people, for the people of Israel, for God's people. It was a complicated relationship, and I'm not going to go into all the detail of that passage because I just want to pull out what it says about God. And at the beginning, God is called the Rock. What would you draw to represent the Rock? Or what words come to mind? Faithful, maybe, just, righteous and upright. What comes to mind when you think of the Rock? And then in that passage, God is called the Father of his people. The Father who created them, made them, established them. Then a bit later on, this would challenge my artistic skills, so, you know, do your best. A bit later on, God is pictured as an eagle that stirs up its nest, hovers over its young ones, spreads its wings and catches the young ones as it falls. And this is a picture of, apparently, I didn't know this, what a mother eagle does. That's how they teach an eagle to fly up on the high up on the crags. They push the little ones out, and then the mother swoops down and catches them when haven't got the hang of it yet, and takes it back up again. I don't know how often they do it. Anyway, this is another mothering picture, that challenge, but that care around. And then towards the end, we're back to the Rock. The Rock, that strong picture. But this time, some of the Bible's pictures are very mixed metaphors. This time it is the Rock who bore and gave you birth. There's a mothering picture, if ever there was one. This Rock, this picture of stability and strength, is also the Rock who gave you birth. So within one passage, God is pictured as a father and a mother. It uses the image is drawn from the behavior of a mother bird. It's got this Rock, strength, stability, consistency, permanence. If that's parent imagery, is it father or mother, or both? Maybe it shifts our picture of God. Maybe also it shifts our picture of what it means to be a father and a mother. Maybe there's not quite the clear differences that we sometimes see. What does it change? What does it change for you? Again, don't forget, the God who the Bible calls God the Father, who is revealed in the person of Jesus, loves you like a mother, the very best mother. Of course, there is one way in which the Bible completely shows us that God completely honors women and motherhood, when God chose to be human, to share that humanity in the person of Jesus. Jesus was born of a woman and was raised by Mary, his mother. So I just want to point you to a book which you might want to read, which is a new book by Chinne McDonald called Unmaking Mary. It's exploration of motherhood, and in particular, she's keen to dismantle the idea of perfect motherhood. And the motherhood is this lovely, lovely experience that hasn't got any challenges. She describes her experience of motherhood and how she had to undo all these preconceptions she had. And she puts that alongside the ways that Mary has often been seen. I love that we've got a picture of Mary on the easel here. We had it up. It's on the front of your things. A black Madonna, but Mary holding a baby. But sometimes the ways that Mary's been portrayed have been a bit perfect, a bit serene, a bit unrealistic. But in this book, she explores that and unpacks that. So have a read if that's something you want to think about. Or she was interviewed recently on the Nomad podcast, if you want to look up the Nomad podcast. Or you can hear her speak in Southwark Cathedral, can't you?
Yeah,
This Wednesday next week, I think. So look that up. Talk to me or Chris if you're interested in hearing that. But it reminded me of that passage we heard read just now. Shortly after Jesus was born, A prophet spoke to Mary and blessed her and her baby Jesus, but then said, a sword will pierce your soul. It's probably a reference to the end of Jesus' life, but it's a pointer too to the risk we all take, perhaps mothers especially, when we give ourselves to care for someone else. We're vulnerable to feeling the pain that someone else feels, to sharing the challenges as well as to sharing the joy. And so we are immensely thankful to mothers and all who do mothering. To help us think about that a bit more, we're going to watch a video which was produced by Home for Good, the charity sort of encouraging people to get involved in foster care and adoption. Home for Good, for Mother's Day a few years ago, you might have seen it before, but it portrays the voices of children and young people who've been in the care system, and particularly how various people have helped them along the way. So let's watch this, and then we'll come back to have a little think.
Gia is my mum's friend at church. She taught me to swim before my school trip so I wouldn't be left out.
Caris is my support worker and she helps me communicate. She stands up for me to make sure I get what I need.
I meet up with her every month. We just chat and it really helps.
One day when I was feeling angry, I bashed my mend it without making it a big deal.
My dad adopted all three of us, so I wasn't separated from my sisters. And when I still feel that I need to look after them, Mum helps me understand and gives me special time to be myself.
My youth worker Kate listened to me and helped me tell my parents what was happening.
Tessa is a teacher in my church. Over the summer she's spent lots of time with me, helping me with my letters and numbers.
Mum has always been there for me, and I've never felt different to my brothers, who are her birth children.
Mother's Day can be difficult for many of us, for a variety of reasons, but especially for young people.
So, there are two more boxes on your piece of paper. If you were in that video and you had to think of, you were asked to think of someone who had specifically helped you with something, some point in your life, who would you think of? So the examples on there were someone who'd helped someone to make sure they didn't get behind with their schoolwork as they changed schools, or someone who helped them to learn to swim, or those sort of things. Is there someone, maybe your mother, maybe another person, who specifically helped you with something particular that you are thankful for? If you want to, you can write their name or put their initials in the first one of those boxes at the bottom of the page. And to flip that round in the second box. Is there someone you know that you could reach out to, or that you have reached out to give that specific help and support to? Don't have to rush, pause, pray, think. Is there anybody God's suggesting that you could do some mothering for? You could take that step and just say, I can help you with this. Is there something specific support I can give you? You can keep thinking about that. As we go through the rest of the service, there's going to be some more time for praying and reflecting later on. But let's just pray now. Lord God, we thank you for your love and care for us. We thank you for all those who have cared for us, including mothers by birth, adoption, foster care, grandmothers, aunts, friends. Help us all, whether we are or ever will be mothers, to play our part in cheering each other on to grow and nurture the gifts, talents and personalities that you have given each of us as you created us in your image. Give us new ideas and opportunities to show your love to those who need it most.